I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW. The 58th annual Texas State 4-H Horse Show is at the Brazos County Expo this week. I spoke with Courtney Fetker from Bryan College Station Sports and Events to learn more about this year's event.
This is the second year that we've got to host it here in Bryan College Station, and we have a 5-year contract. So just breaking into it, really, and lots of participants. I think we have 250, over 250 this year. I'm super excited that actually numbers are up. Shockingly enough, from last year, we had to cancel all district shows. There just wasn't enough time to allow all of those to kind of happen with COVID. So they opened it up to anyone who wanted to participate in the state show this year. And so numbers are higher than last year.
Courtney, I know this is usually a large event that welcomes the public. What changes have been made due to coronavirus concerns when it comes to attendance of just people who want to come watch?
Yeah, so the show is open. It's public. If anyone would absolutely want to go out there, they are just limiting the number of people in certain areas, specifically in the indoor-outdoor arena type. And then also in the horse stall area. So they're definitely doing their due diligence. You have to wear face masks based on Brazos County ordinance right now. So face masks are required. The hand sanitizer stations are out there. Specifically for participants, they did a different style of check-in where they gave you about a 15 to 30 minute time slot where you would be able to go inside the building and check in just to limit the amount of people that were inside at one time. So definitely doing their due diligence and making sure signage is up and taking care of all, checking all the boxes, I guess.
Courtney, I was reading the press release and it mentioned a Facebook Live event. What are they doing virtually so maybe some other people who don't want to come out there can still participate?
Absolutely. So just check into Facebook Live. They'll be doing check-ins at different times throughout the show. It's a 7-day show, so obviously not all of it's going to be on Facebook Live, but on the schedule of events on the website, it's also listing what specific events are going to be live on Facebook.
Okay. Courtney, what kind of economic impact is this event expected to make on the community?
Yeah, so based on last year's event and this year's numbers, about over 600,000. So huge numbers in these trying times that we're in, but people spending the money in the restaurants and hotels and even just staying in their RVs in town is still supporting local retail and restaurants, like I said. So huge economic impact.
Courtney, it seems like Bryan College Station has really been able to do a nice job of still welcoming these events and staying safe at the same time. And I mean, that's just obviously we talk about the numbers, what kind of economic impact, but it's got to be good just for the morale of the community, I would think, too.
Absolutely. I think you see people just, even if whether they're in a softball uniform or they're with the 4-H horse show, whatever it is, I think you just see the people excited to be out and in our community, and people are so welcoming. Whether you have to wear face masks or not, you can still see the smile on people's faces.
Courtney, is there anything else you would like to add about that particular event today before I let you go?
We're just excited to have them again this year. Obviously looking forward to bringing them back for the next 3 years and hopefully more continuing on after that.
Thanks again to Courtney Fetker from Bryan College Station Sports and Events. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.